Hey guys, this is Kirk Smith. I'm going to be at the Fringe Comedy Festival in Perth, Australia, February 1st through 8th. I'll be doing a week worth of shows. If you live in Perth or know somebody who does, send them my way. It's going to be a great show, and you can get tickets online at the Perth Fringe Festival. I hope to see some of you there. Have a great week and enjoy this week's episode.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Autastic, the podcast where two comedians guide you through autism.
I like the guide. Like
we're just Sherpas. Guides. Yeah.
We're autism
this way,
Sherpas.
This way. Oh, wrong way. Sorry.
Do you guys know where you're going?
We don't know. We don't know. We're lost like you. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in once again. I am Graham K, and over there,
I'm Kirk Smith.
That's Kirk Smith in the house, everybody. Kirk Smith in the studio apartment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, when you say it like that, I feel good about myself. It's good.
Kirk, man. Good to be back. Good to see you. Thanks for the coffee.
You enjoying LA? Good to be back?
It's great to be back. I went home for Christmas, and it's my first full year in LA.
Great.
And when you move to LA from pretty much anywhere, the 90% of the reason why you move here is when you go back home for the holidays to gloat and be like, huh, this is my house. There's a palm tree out front. Look at your dumb house. There's no leaves on the tree. The tree's dead. It dies for half the year. This place sucks. I made it. You didn't. I'm smarter than you. Boom. And then you go home and it's friggin' 55 degrees in Canada. In Ottawa, which is so cold, a major tourist attraction in Ottawa is a canal freezes over.
Oh, okay.
Like you can, like people who live
ice
along there,
on the canal
they
or
can
something?
Skate to work. It's like 2.5 miles long. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And there's like little hot cocoa trucks and on the sides and like little huts and you can buy like these like these things that are unique to Ottawa.
Chestnuts.
They're basically like a flattened churro. We call them beaver tails.
Oh, okay.
You get a little cinnamon. Yeah. And you're burning cows. You're skating.
That's true. You're skating.
You know what I mean? It's cold out there. You got to live. And there's ice sculptures.
That's great.
Along the way. And it was just water. It's like
murky water.
Murky water. And there's like, they lower the water to do it. And then so they can put the little huts in there. So it's just these huts in the middle of a canal with like low water, and there's like, it's just gross. You can see like there's like a baby carriage like thrown off a bridge, and you're just like, oh no,
a bunch of garbage.
Oh god. Yeah, it was.
So you're saying the weather is about the same?
It was like, I'm not joking. I took my girlfriend to the LA Zoo 2 days before we left, and it was so much colder at the LA Zoo than it was in Ottawa.
I think it was 40 last night out here, or 39. Yeah, which for LA is, well, actually, it's just cold in general.
It
yeah.
was in the it was in the mid 30s when we left.
Yeah,
it was colder than it is now. Anyway, weather talk, guys, who cares? Long story short,
this is a podcast called Weathtastic.
Yeah, with no one it's just harder and harder to convince people I'm making the right moves in life when I go back home. This is the point.
All right, well, you look good. You look happy.
I need a shave, but I look good. I'm thinking of cutting my beard.
Ooh, big mistake.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
I'm not going to do it then.
I don't know. It seems like it's all the ladies like it. Yeah, it's in right now, right?
The lady likes it.
If I had testosterone, I would grow a beard. Yeah, I can't grow a real beard.
You got 11 hairs that connect.
It's
all the way around.
Yeah, and they're all white now, so it's very
women like that.
Santa Claus-y. No, that's, I think, major aphrodisiac for women, Santa Claus.
No, salt and pepper. They like that because they see the white and they go, ooh, he's established. He can, you know, provide for me.
If only
and
they
he's,
knew.
He's wise, and he's not a young punk. And, you know, and then they come see your apartment, and they realize that's all wrong. But on the street, they don't know.
They don't
know.
See through the facade.
Uh-uh.
It's good.
Yeah, it is good. But in a lot of ways, you do have your stuff together, you know? You're you're a good dad.
I'm trying, yeah.
You're doing a great job, man.
I got a funny note from my son's mom. This is the Weekend Review, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On Christmas Day, so
seamless transition.
I don't know if we talked about this, but my son really likes water, and so if you can't,
my brother loves water too.
If you can't get to the water, that's a thing.
Is it?
Yeah. Then he's willing to break the faucet to get or the pipes. So that's always been a problem. When he lived in Sri Lanka and all the exposed pipes, he could just get to the pipes because like in the States it's all in the wall, so you don't see the pipes. But
sure.
He could just break pipes. He's like, oh, there's water in there. I could break that. It'll just
wow.
just I acted out a elbow to the pipe, and that's what he would do. He would just really hit it
to get the water.
To get to the water, yeah, because he knows if he breaks the pipes, there's gonna be water flowing here. Water damage, he hasn't understood, but water, he's definitely on board.
Water broken, you gotta tell him. Broken.
Yeah, we do say it's broken. Yeah, you know, but he likes it to be broken. Yeah.
Oh man.
So his mom called. He broke the shower on Christmas Day. So she had to call half a dozen plumbers. As you can imagine, nobody wanted to come out on Christmas Day.
And nope.
So
especially in Sweden.
Yeah.
It's Christmasen.
So yeah, they had to do that, and then so there's a little bill for that. And then there was water damage to the kitchen and the well, the floors basically. So I have to pull up some of the floors.
Oh god.
And yeah, water damage is quick, man. 20 minutes an hour can really do a lot of damage. Yeah.
Oh my god.
So yeah.
How do you get at the pipes? I sounded Irish. How do you get at the pipes?
Well, you know, the like the faucet's exposed. So if you if you're 230 pounds and you grab a hold of it and you just put all your weight on it, you just rip it off the wall.
Of course. In the shower he did it.
Yeah.
You know what though? I'm a better than him. I did the exact same thing to my new apartment. So I'm 6'4". And this is like a 1920s apartment, so the shower head...
It's old.
...goes right... I'm not kidding you. The water trajectory hits me right in my sternum. It's like 2 feet below my hair.
Where it could be, yeah.
Yeah, so we went to Home Depot, and then we like bought the thing that goes up and down. Like a
little extension.
You screw it into the thing, and then it goes up.
We're clearly plumbers here. You're screwed into the thing. You get the thing to screw it in the thing, and then it goes up.
Yeah, I went to trade school. Wow, the thing?
You know, the shiny thing?
Yeah.
Looking for the thing with the... And they act out like they're showing you the shape. The thing with a thing. It's got the little thing underneath, and it's got the thing on top.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys get what I'm talking about. Like, it just makes it higher. It makes the water fall from a higher place.
Like it's like an extension.
It's like a U, like a U neck, you know? And I didn't have the correct tools, so I was using the actual thing to screw it in. I was using the actual shower head as leverage.
Oh boy!
To turn it.
That sounds like a bad idea.
And I'm not a plumber, and I just ripped it off, and then I didn't want to tell my girlfriend, so I put it back in, like in its hole, and I got some like Gorilla tape and like did a really trying like a nice job of like a really really beautiful job.
You got
job.
Duct tape. I agree.
Just
I love
a
it.
Beautiful job of. Duck taking it back, and I tested it out, and it looked like it was fine. I didn't want to spend another $35, you know, on a new one. And then I forgot about it for like a day. I was like, you know, very handy guy.
Fixed like it's
it.
Fixed. I got duct tape.
And then a day later, I just heard like from the bathroom, like, and I'm like, oh no, she's fallen and hit her head. And I go, what? And I fly in, and there's like. Water hitting the ceiling, going out the window. There's water. Like
you're like, I don't know what happened. This place is a dump.
This place. Oh man, we bought a faulty one. Anyway, I'm not better than him.
That's my weekend review. That's what happened. And then he broke another phone. So I need to get him a phone. I promised his mom I'd buy some phones and mail them over. So yeah. Sweden is great for a lot of things, but man, stuff's expensive over there.
Is
so,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, taxes.
Yeah. Yep.
Man, all those nice, clean roads don't come.
Well, it's
for
a small
free.
Market too. So right. What happens is they only basically allow you to import high quality stuff. So, like here, we're looking at old phones before the podcast. There's $30 phones. There's $40 phones. They don't have anything. They'll import the iPhone 6 or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the quality, best thing you can get, and then one competitor that's also very good, and then that's it. Whereas here we have so much hooey made from everywhere.
I think that's a brand, actually.
Hooey?
Yeah.
I think it is. I think it's Korean, yeah.
Yeah. It is. I'm not even joking. It's like Yahawa.
I'm pronouncing it wrong, but yeah.
Hawaii.
Yeah, something like that.
Hooey. It's funny. It's always $30. Try this hooey.
How long is this going to last? A couple of weeks. It's like Graham's plumbing.
Yeah.
It'll last for a few days. It'll look good.
I just ripped it off. I felt like a real man. Anyway, that's really annoying. That's just something you got to deal with.
Yeah, and then I got to come up
with Christmas Day.
Come up with
get
the
a
dough.
Plumber.
Yeah,
and that is not the type of market where you can hire like a Sri Lankan plumber like you could here.
You know they do have though.
Where they don't care.
A lot of Polish plumbers.
Well, they're very Christian too. They are all about the Christmas.
Oh, they're all celebrating. Yeah,
yeah. But, well, you hear, you could be like,
yeah, okay, that's what you're saying.
Like
yeah,
we
yeah.
were on Christmas, we were having cell phone issues, and we just called like the Indian dudes.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, we're here, we're working. This is Wednesday.
This isn't Shiva's birthday.
Yeah, yeah. This is Wednesday for us. Why is everything closed? We're furious.
Well, my daughter works at the mall here in Beverly Hills where there's a large Jewish contingent. And she was saying a lady came in and goes, like, guys, what time are you guys open tomorrow? We're not open. It's Christmas. And the lady goes, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's yeah. like, no plans? No, no plans.
Yeah.
It's funny. So should we do it in the news? You want to do it in the
Let's do it in... I was going to say, let's do it in the news. Gross. That's the grossest thing I've ever said.
An adjective for some reason.
I don't like it, and I apologize to everyone listening. Let's do it in the news.
I'll pitch this, and you can comment on it. So this was in the Daily Mail, a big UK paper. So Britain's largest sperm bank bans men with dyslexia, autism, or ADHD. HDHD from donating, triggering outrage among eugenics.
I am 0-3 on all of those. I swear. I have all three of them. I mean, in dyslexia? My family, okay. I am dyslexic.
Okay, so you're dyslexic. Your brother's autistic.
I have ADHD big time.
Okay.
As you can see, why I have just like 8 million side comments to everything that's going on.
We're always trying to, both of us are always trying to, oh, right, autism. Let's focus, focus back on the topic here. Yeah, it's interesting. I guess you're not going to be able to donate, so you're going to have to all that sperm you've accumulated. You were ready to donate.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to throw it all out.
My warehouse.
That was your backup plan in LA. You're like, yeah. I can't drive Lyft.
Can't ship it to the UK anymore. That is really, I mean, on a all jokes aside, on a moral level, I mean, purely, I don't know about these other. I don't know about ADHD. I don't know about.
Autism, dyslexia.
I don't know about dyslexia. Okay, start again. On a moral level, I don't know about these other two things, autism or dyslexia and ADHD. But I assume it's the same. It has not been proved that autism is genetic and can be passed down. Am I wrong?
Well, I think, and I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive that if you have one autistic child. Then I was going to say son, because like 5-1 ratio of boys to girls.
Child who is autistic.
Who is autistic.
If you have one child who is autistic.
Then statistically, that same couple is more likely, like 10 times more likely than the average couple to have another autistic child.
Right.
So whatever was going on to cause the first one, whether it's you're genetically predisposed to, okay, you're too close to
refinery.
Then
we know that the combination of the parents... is more likely to lead to a child that has autism.
Right.
However, we don't know that this man is more likely. And also, this is, like you said off air, this is eugenics.
This is definitely eugenics, where you're like...
This is like Hitler stuff.
Well, it's a slippery slope, right? Yeah. Where you're like, you're dehumanizing somebody based on some sort of criteria, whether it's autism or whether it's dyslexia or whether it's because they don't have blue eyes or they're too short or they're too fat or I don't know. I just think it's a slippery slope when you start assessing value based on some external factor and who decides.
I like that I'm dyslexic. I like that I have ADHD. I like that I like can't stop daydreaming. You know what I mean? And and there are so many autistic people. I just watched a movie called... The Big Short, which was an amazing movie. It basically is based on a true story. It's a big Hollywood movie about the...
Great cast.
About the...
Housing crisis, right?
The housing crisis that in America that caused the entire world economy to collapse.
And almost,
Almost. Yeah. But, it hurt a lot of people.
Yeah.
It did. We had a huge recession in 2008, and this... So this movie follows three groups, and
welcome to our podcast, Movetastic.
Yeah,
movie summaries.
Well, you'll edit this. Okay. Anyway, yeah. it's a great movie, and the movie follows three groups, all of which knew that everything was going to fall before it did. But the other two of the groups found out basically from one guy who tipped them off, and the one guy who tipped them off, they don't say this in the movie, but he is. Clearly on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Clearly. he did things that only someone on the spectrum would have the interest and patience to do. He went through these long, obtuse, boring files with just terrible data that would drive anyone nuts. And they were designed to drive regular people nuts.
Yeah.
They were
convoluted by design to discourage you from looking into the details.
Exactly. And it didn't... It
didn't hinder him.
No. And he knew. He knew something was amiss. It didn't. This is a man who... He figured out before everybody. He could have saved thousands of jobs and lives, because they say this in the movie, that when you if the unemployment rate drops 1%, and it dropped like 8% or something, mm-hmm. 10,000 people die per percent in America.
If the
unemployment rate goes from 6 to 5. Statistically speaking, 10,000 people more will die.
Why? People die because they're working?
Because less people are working.
Oh, so the unemployment
rate. It affects everything. It affects money coming around. If there's more people on the streets,
if the unemployment rate goes up, you're trying to say, not down. Because if the unemployment.
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay. I am not an economist.
I feel like this podcast is turning into like a list of things that we aren't. Every week I'm like, I'm not a scientist. No. I'm not a plumber.
Oh, man.
I'm not an economist.
How frustrating was that for all of our listeners being like, what is he talking about?
I was listening, yeah. But I'm like, I don't think you're saying this right.
No. And I was so sure that I was. This is why, you know what? You know what? They're right. Don't accept my sperm. I will... I've come full circle. I can't even tell. I can't even go up and down with numbers correctly.
So the more unemployment goes up, the more people die. That I believe. Yeah, because
yes.
People have less money and don't wear coats and they die from exposure and eat correctly. Yeah.
There's one scene in the movie where the guys are banking on the whole thing going to crap, and they're the only people in, and they're trying to profit off it.
Going to crap. Are you sure you're not an economist?
Becoming a bear market, not a bull market. A lot of people selling, not buying. More of a bear. They're really banking on being a...
They're a crime.
And they're like... This isn't a spoiler, don't worry. And they're like, "Yeah, we're gonna make so much money. They bought our crap." You know, and then Brad Pitt's character turns around and goes, "Look, stop cheering." They're like, "Why? We just did the deal of our life." And he goes,
"People are gonna suffer." Basically,
he says that statistic. A lot of people are about to die. You know, like don't. This is a dirty business we're in. Anyway, very. Interesting. If you don't know exactly why,
I
didn't know why.
There was an autistic man that made a great contribution.
If this trend continues, and people can sort of genetically go, "Oh, I don't want an autistic person," then you won't have these sort of personalities that are very good for society to have, because they make it better and they have a specific skill set that we don't have and don't understand.
And not just that, I think a big objection to this is. When you screen for things that you know, and then you're not screening for other things, and you're also disallowing a more diverse talent pool. So, for example, if you screen for height, like if you were just like, "Listen, no, we don't want any people that are shorter than 6 feet tall," then so you'd kill Michelangelo, you'd kill all these people that offer a greater skill,
Muggsy Bogues. He's a very short point guard in the NBA about 10 years ago.
But 15. But
yeah.
But you're eliminating people that might have a great number of other skills. And I'm not just talking about, you know, everybody talks about the autistic savants and blah, blah, blah. But that's a real thing. Like, there's people that have other skills that you don't even know how to test for. Mm. So, and then you're just eliminating them off the top because they don't check a certain box that you want. I think that's a mistake.
And I'm not just saying that, you know, this highly intelligent, diligent character in this movie is enough to say it's worthwhile. Like, it's worth every kind of autistic person is worthwhile. It's not we're just banking on that one's going to be genius. Well, because it's human life, exactly. And we need different kinds of people. I think that it's good for society to have.
I think when you go down a road where you place a value on people based on certain characteristics or numeric value or certain skills they can do. And then if they don't have it, you decide that they're not as valuable or worth as much. Well, who decides? Mm-hmm. Who gets to decide, like, well, I think what you do is horse crap. You know, there's people that, for example, don't like comedy. Well, that doesn't mean they don't get to decide. A lot of people, all of us, dedicate our life to doing whatever. So, like, just because one person doesn't see the value of it, there's a lot of people that don't like the NBA. And the fact that they don't like it doesn't mean the rest of us don't get a lot of interest or, you know, value out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't appreciate them making those arbitrary decisions for all, the rest of us.
No. NBA is fantastic.
That was the slogan from the NBA from 15 years ago as well.
The NBA is fantastic.
Fantastic.
That's their... Was it?
Yeah. They'd have a fan stand up as a wordplay. The NBA, it's fantastic.
That's brutal.
It was rough.
I'm glad they switched it.
Let it be Robert De Niro or somebody famous, like, looking at the camera. Yeah. Oh, boy. Mm. Well, I think in summary this week, I think we're not scientists.
No.
We're not plumbers.
No.
We're not economists.
No, I can't even. I don't understand the difference between up and down with numbers. I can't even.
Oh, that really made me
laugh. No, Kirk, when it goes down.
I'm like, are you sure it goes down?
Kirk.
Oh, that was fun.
All right.
Another episode out of the way.
No, we're going to do topic du jour, my friend.
Oh, topic du jour. I'm way off.
You are not even a podcast co-host.
We're not podcasters.
We're not podcasters. We're not plumbers.
Topic du jour, you want to set this up?
I think you should set it up.
Topic du jour we talked about is making plans. We want to play a short clip of a...
Audio clip, sorry.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Of a voicemail that Peter, Graham's brother, sent him about making plans and trying to plan.
He sent this in November, and he's on it in terms of planning.
Yeah.
He is better at planning than I am. He is more organized than I am. And, you just listen to this. He's on it.
Hi, Graham. It's Peter. Well, I'm doing very, very well. Well, for this November 2015, when I was at my fourth job, well, when I saw one of Raymond and Daphne's kids, well, one of them told me it's okay for me to have permission to take time off from working at their place as soon as it will be Friday, January 1st, 2016, because the buses might be on another holiday schedule in Ottawa, the OC Transco buses, and I don't want to wait for them to come along on a holiday schedule. I hate going through with that, so I figured it might be hard for me to get to their place for another Friday morning work shift on New Year's Day. That will be on the first day of January, 2016. Well, it's nice that we discussed details way ahead of time in this November, 2015. That we won't discuss as soon as we will be in December, 2015. Well, even if I can also have time off from working at my fourth job on Christmas Day, luckily I got some important date signs in my calendar, so I won't forget about what just got discussed in this November 2015. Okay, and even if the works will be closed for Christmas Eve, but if it's open for New Year's Eve, I put two more very important date signs in my Google Online calendar, part of my email account, so I won't forget about what just got discussed in this November 2015. Okay, so Graham, if you get this message, try to call back at 613. Call back way before I go to sleep, okay? Okay, bye.
Well, welcome back.
See that? That is that guy knows dates.
And he says the year, in case you're thinking 2018.
Yeah, but it's in his head. He's like, this is the thing. Da, 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 da,
that's good.
Very linear. Like, it's like, this goes, and like, I'm all over the place. This ADHD makes, I can't even, I'm like, I got, what about the laundry? And I got like six different things. And he's like, nope, one at a time. Boom, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. And he gets stuff done. He gets more stuff done than I do, you know? I don't know. He's better at planning.
I think sometimes work trumps talent. You ever feel like that in this business? Like those guys
and everything work
just grind out.
Hard work trumps talent for sure. For sure. I mean, I nothing would make me happier if Peter was more financially successful than I ever, if he just somehow figured out a way. But yeah, Planning is difficult for a lot of people, and for my brother, it's not. I will say this though: giving him new new tasks is very hard.
Yeah, the rigidity of it. Like, he wants a plan, and then just like we talked about Star Wars, he doesn't want there to be any changes. We already said the saga is complete.
Yeah, he doesn't want there to be. And so it's very hard. It's and he doesn't deal with like cancellations well and stuff like that. So it's, you know, it's easier for my brother to make plans than a lot of people who do not have autism. I don't know. Sometimes plans are scary.
Yeah, I think as like a parent, that's one of the hardest things, where you're trying to plan for the eventuality of your demise. I mean, hopefully he outlives me, right? So
he will.
So I'm 41. Is that right? So in 20 years, I'll be in my 60s. He'll be in his 40s and late 30s, excuse me. And to make a plan for him, it's hard, you know, because it's hard. It's a couple things. It's hard to know what he's going to do, because I feel like I always sell him short. So I'm always like, well, he doesn't do this, so he's not going to do this, which is not true. The fact that he can't hold a job now at 17, that doesn't mean he won't hold a job at 27. But I think it's a mistake to just go, it's all going to work out, and then not plan.
Yeah.
Because that's sometimes my tendency, where I'm like, I'll just, you know, where you get overwhelmed and you're like, well, it's going to work out.
Yeah, it's
like, sounds like your parents have made a good plan where they're trying to put together a network for him, you know?
Nothing is a good plan. I mean, they're doing their best.
Well, I think that's what we're all doing. Yeah, I don't think, and the best laid plans of mice and men, whatever the expression is. Yeah, I mean, you can make your, We're not poets. This is one of my favorite sayings. It was the old saying where it's like, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. So there's some truth to that, where you make your plans and then, then you see what happens, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
I think you need to make a plan and then prepare for the unexplained, or the thing you aren't prepared for, or the unexpected. Mm-hmm. And then you adjust the plan and you try it again, and then you make another plan and then you try it again, and right? That's what, I don't know, I think that's what this business is. It's like,
I really worry about with, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, I think that's what this business is, where you're like, constantly making adjustments, comedy. I mean, where it used to be like, hey, just get on Carson, and then Carson's long gone, and now you got to do a podcast or a Netflix special. Everything changes. So,
yeah, the Autism Podcast is the new Carson for comedians.
You know what you need to do?
Niche.
Start an autism podcast. Yeah. Well, I don't have any connection to autism. No, it doesn't matter. You just, Kirk and Graham are really doing well. That you should, should just do the same thing. Mm. What were you going to say?
I don't remember. No, I, one of the things that's really hard for Peter is when plans change, just like you were saying. Plans change with him. And, like, for example, if a fire alarm goes off, you know, in his apartment, the first time that happened, like, he just moved in, there's a million things to go over with Peter when you move in. Okay, this is how the tap turns on. Is where you put your dishes. It's a lot for him, you know? And then, you know, you get to things, but you forget things. One of the things that we forgot, my parents forgot to tell him, is what if the fire alarm goes off?
Well, who thinks about that? I wouldn't tell that to my daughter. She moves in. That's not something that's in front of my mind. Yeah.
Yeah. So the fire alarm goes off and Peter's just like losing it. Like, what the hell?
It's loud, yeah.
What do I do? Why is there no, we get a call? And there, you know, it's just, then now that's part of the plan. If the fire alarm goes off, you walk outside, you go down the stairs, and, you know. But, so it's really, you know, it's like, what happens when, you know, my parents are gone, I'm on the road or something, I are working, I can't.
Jane the babe is not around for him to try to tickle.
and the fish tank cracks in half, and there's fish all over the floor, and there's water damage. And
there was an earthquake yesterday, right?
There was?
Yeah, it was a little earthquake, you didn't feel it?
No. What time?
Afternoon, I think. Maybe like 3 o'clock. It was a little swaying.
Cool.
I get bored, so I was excited. I was like, a little action.
All right.
Yeah, a little something life going on, yeah. I'm insured. It's fine.
Are you?
Not really, but I don't have anything of value, so it's just like being insured.
I'm insured. Are you? No, I don't have anything of value.
No. I could start over tomorrow with an IKEA credit card and $1,000. I'd be fine.
Oh, yeah.
That table's $14. Those chairs are $50. I'll be fine. No, I think that's true, though. I think it's hard to Yeah, planning something I think a lot of us struggle with. You know what? Tweet us. Send us your plans. You know, we probably have, it's hard to get the exact numbers. We have quite a few listeners who are on the spectrum or Aspies, and we have quite a few.
Call them Aspies?
I think that's one of the things they'd like to be called. I had two or three people message me that. I might be mispronouncing it, but I read it off the email, and that's what they said, yeah.
Interesting.
And then there's family members. There's people that don't have a connection to autism and just listen to this to laugh and learn. And the things that have been most helpful, the things that haven't been. And yeah, we'd be curious to hear from you. Again, Autastic, and our email is autasticpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
My Twitter is KirkSmithComedy.
Ooh.
Not bragging.
At KirkSmithComedy. Yeah. Just don't write in KirkSmithComedy into the internet.
Does it not work like that in the internet?
No.
You go into the Google,
and
Instagram, I think, is the same.
Or Hotbot, whatever you use.
You go into Ask Jeeves, and you type it in. And yours is?
Mine is at Graham K. Comedy.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I don't know. We got to change them.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what? Like us on Facebook, too. We've picked up a couple hundred likes the last few weeks. Autastic Podcast. We put some
pictures
up. You
always struggle over Autastic Podcast.
I mean, I feel like we've done this for like a year. Yeah. We named it. And then we're not really lecturers. I don't know if you've noticed. We're not.
We are not a lot of things. We are barely men. Guys, thank you so much for listening. You guys are awesome. And as always, spread the word. Bye.